12, implementation of recommendations by the State Auditor's Office audit of state parks financial process. Well, that's a mouthful. Scott Borff.
More than a mouthful.
Yeah,
really. Mr. Hall, Commissioners, for the record, my name is Scott Borff. I'm the Deputy Executive Director of Operations. A pleasure to bring to you two action items this morning. As discussed yesterday, we are fully engaged in implementing the recommendations of this year's State Auditor's report. Two of those recommendations require or at least suggest action by the Commission, and I'm going to present those real briefly to you here this morning. The first is that we would seek your support of a recommendation, actually a resolution, that would require Texas Parks and Wildlife staff to seek input from legislative oversight committees and local communities to maintain a park system that has statewide merit and that serves our goals and missions. These are actions that we typically do, but we're looking for endorsement from you directly. The second item relative to the SAO recommendations is that we will seek your approval for the prioritized criteria for capital improvements and repair needs that we discussed yesterday. I'm going to briefly summarize those. The first are health and safety requirements. I wanted to make sure for the record we understand these are not emergency repairs. If we have a situation in which health and human safety is imminently threatened, we will not allow that facility to remain open. It will either be closed or immediately repaired. This is for planning purposes, and health and safety in this regard implies that if repairs are not made, that sometime out in the future they would represent a health and safety issue. Second are regulatory issues, which are self-explanatory. We have both federal and state regulations that we are required to adhere to. Those would be part of the prioritization process. The third is business continuity. There are a lot of subcomponents there, but the primary components are, first of all, to maintain the visitation and revenue that the state parks currently experience. In other words, repairs that would prevent us from having to close down parks and realize a decrease in revenue and visitation, as well as projects that could potentially generate new revenue for state parks. There are other considerations, but primarily those are business continuity considerations. The last criteria that we have presented to you are mission support projects, and those are projects that will support the mission of the agency in terms of natural, cultural, and recreational resources and the availability to the public. So with that summary, I would ask you to consider the following two motions, the first requiring staff to seek input, and the second adopting the prioritization criteria that I just outlined. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Any questions from the commission? Scott, I want to thank you. I appreciate you getting in the middle of this quickly because this is a major undertaking. It takes everybody in the department. There's been a lot of cooperation and coordination, but it's been led primarily by Scott with help, of course, from Gene and lots of others, department heads, division heads throughout. It was required of us by the legislature as part of our duties going forward, and I think there could have been either a negative reaction or a positive reaction relative to how we approach this, and we've done it in a very, and Scott, I want to tell you, I appreciate your attitude about doing it in a very collaborative methodology, which I think is going to allow this to become really a positive thing for us in the sense of going forward. So I'm really pleased with how we've approached it. And just to let you know, Scott, his group's been ahead of the curve on literally everything from the date to the methodology to the process. So it's worked out great. Any other questions or comments? Do I have a motion?
I'll move.
Okay, Brown, second. Okay, Falcone, second. All in favor? Great. Thank you, Scott.